The Director Podcast, episode number 3, February 8th, 2006.
Hey everybody, this is Skip, and I'm here to discuss everything director related. That's right, a podcast finally dedicated solely to the software that you love to use.
Hey, Director fans, welcome back, and welcome to episode number 3. We are sitting here in February already, and this is our third episode, and we've passed episode number 2. And from what I've been reading, that is the succeed-fail margin. If you get past episode number 2, well, you got a good chance at having a successful podcast. So here we are on our way to a successful Director Podcast, and we want to thank all of you because we were just looking at our log files the other day, and we currently have over 600 listeners already on the podcast, just with 2 episodes officially produced. From the averages, they say that to get an average of 10 new listeners per episode is a good average, so we've gone above and beyond that, and we definitely are looking to reach more listeners. But this only shows that all the director people out there are definitely dedicated to the product, and that definitely shows in the numbers that we've been seeing. Now, we apologize for missing a couple weeks here. We really want to get these episodes out on Wednesdays. That's kind of our goal. We'll have Director Wednesdays and also our kiosk podcast. We're going to try to pump those out on Wednesdays as well. But I was out of the country for the past couple weeks. I was actually in Zagreb, Croatia, and we're going to actually relate some of my experiences there within this podcast. We're going to talk about in the director sighting of the week. I actually had an experience with a director product that I came across, so we'll talk about that. In the meantime, if this is the first time you're joining the Director Podcast, this is Skip Kimple from Magic 8 Software Incorporated in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And if you just happen to pick up this MP3 file randomly across the internet, you can actually find our website at www.magicgate.com/podcast. And you can find information about the Director Podcast. You can find our show notes there, a link to the RSS feed. And you can also find information about our kiosk podcast, our second podcast that we produce. And most director developers actually would probably be interested in the kiosk podcast because director is one of the premier tools for developing kiosks. So we got some interesting stuff over there as well. A question that actually I've been getting from email from people is there on our website, there's a subscription to iTunes. You can click on that and subscribe to our podcast, which is the preferred method of listening to this podcast. Because this is an enhanced podcast, and there's some multimedia features that go along with it if you are listening in iTunes, links that you can click on, etc., etc. Now, the question I've been getting is the word subscription, everybody associates, they have to pay for a subscription. It just means you're subscribing to a feed. There is no cost involved. This is a free podcast for everybody to listen to. Hopefully that will answer your question. Subscriptions do not cost on this podcast. And we've also had some people that listen to the MP3 files right live on the website, and they're not really familiar with podcasting yet. Podcasting, you know, people associate iPod. You have to have an iPod to listen to a podcast. That's not true. And we realized that podcasting is new to many people, so we found a company that has created a PDF file with step-by-step instructions for new podcast listeners. And you can click on the link down in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen right now, and you can choose one of the PDF files to look at. It's actually a very, very well-produced PDF file that will explain everything about podcasting in case you're confused or you're new to the world of podcasting. It is actually a very fun and exciting market. So it's a new technology, maybe about 2 years old maximum. Definitely something that's taking off and will have an influence in the future. And those of you that are into podcasting and know about podcasting, there's actually video podcasting out there. That's one of the newest things. So I would suggest checking it out. And for those of you who are not listening to this iTunes and don't have the link, you can check out the link in our show notes or go to www.parrottalks.com. That's PARROTTALKS.com /radio.html. And there you will find the link to this great PDF file that will explain everything about podcasting. We've had a lot of people contacting us from our podcast, and we encourage that because by your feedback, that will determine how this show is developed and things we talk about on the show. Later on, we're going to talk about, we're going to read a few of the emails that came in this week, and we're going to answer your questions for you, hopefully. So if you have a question, a comment, an answer, anything that you want, just email us. You can email us at director@magicgate.com, or you can go on our website, magicgate.com/podcast. At the bottom of the page, there's actually a form you can fill in. Just type in your comments, hit submit, and that will come to us. Also, you can contact us via our director hotline, and our director hotline is 954-840-3677. You'll get a voice message. Just leave your voice comment there, and we will play that on the show as soon as we get a chance. So right now, let's head directly into our first segment. In the news. Well, I guess the most noteworthy information we have, it's actually quite short this week, is the discussion of the Macintel's compatibility with Director and all the extras that will be compatible with Director. We've officially launched on our podcast area of the website a specific page for Macintel Safe Extras. What we need you guys to do is basically come in there if you've tested a specific extra with the Rosetta platform on the new Macs. I need you to just fill in a form at the bottom of the page and tell us if that extra worked with Rosetta, if it did not work, if it kind of worked, were there some features that didn't work with Rosetta, but for the most part it did work. Whatever you find out, all your testing procedures, just go ahead and submit that form for us so we can start developing a list of extras for all the Director developers that we can determine if they're compatible or not compatible with the new Macintel system that's coming out. I think this is an important procedure to do because as these Macintels become more populated in the market, us as Director developers, we're going to have more situations where we're going to have compatibility issues. And if you can walk into a project knowing ahead of time, for instance, what's going to work and what's not going to work or what might work, that's going to help our development period and help us determine the best tool to use for the job. Now, this also comes in another concern of existing software that might be compatible with the new Macintel-based system. Basically this is going to be a community effort. We're not going to find any one company that's going to give us all the examples. So hopefully by all of you out there that might have a Macintel system and processing it through Rosetta, we can as a community put together this list for all of us. So once again, you can go to the website at magicgate.com/podcast. And in the menu system up at the upper left, actually right-hand corner, right next to the top icon, you'll find a list or a link for the Macintel Safe list. Now, on the same note, I know we've been talking about integration new media lately and actually quite a bit. They seem to be really on top of things. Actually, what they did recently, they wrote a new white paper on the subject of Rosetta. And hopefully it will shed some light on the subject. What do they have there? They have sections on making the transition, short-term, medium-term, and long-term. It's got some very interesting points in there. And in the very short-term, meaning right now, they have tested a few extras themselves. And quote-unquote, they list popular extras such as Integration New Media's V12 database, Integration New Media's Impressario, Arca database, and Direct Email are compatible with Rosetta. So that's good information. There we go. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 immediate extras that we can put in our list that they have determined compatible with Rosetta. Now, also in this this white paper, they have a good set of links to talk about the subject in more detail. Links to Steve Jobs' keynote address, etc. So this is a PDF file that you can find on the Integration New Media site. I'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes, and I'll also put a link right now down in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. You'll see a link that you can click on, and it will take you right to the PDF file. And hopefully we can get this thing resolved because, you know, Rosetta, it's not going to affect everybody out there. Obviously, a lot of people out there are producing just for the Windows platform. So obviously this has no effect on you whatsoever. But for anybody who has to produce cross-platform projects, or especially in the educational market, everything seems to be Mac lately. You can, this is an important factor. So, and I truly believe Adobe's attitude towards this will affect the lifespan of Director. So we'll see. Extra. This week we are going to talk about an extra from a company called C-Extra, and their website is cextra.net. Now, C-Extra's basically is three French developers, and they have tons of extras. Every little gadget and widget you can imagine. Some very, very useful stuff. And, we highlight an extra of the week, and we'll be talking about many of these extras because we happen to use quite a few of them when we're developing. The only drawback is these extras are not cross-platform. They develop only for the Windows side of the fence. So if you're producing a cross-platform project, well, unfortunately, these extras are not going to help you. But this week, let's talk about a extra called C-Extra Sound Record. Now, the C-Extra Sound Record allows you to record a WAV file from a sound capture device and converts the recording or WAV file to an MP3 or OGG file, change the volume and all kinds of stuff. Now, you can use a method to convert a WAV file to an MP3 with the save record to MP3 method, but you need to download the LAME library. And they don't include the library in the package due to copyright issues, but it's a free download. You can download it, no problem, install it, and you're good to go on that. You can also use a method to convert a WAV file to an OGG file with the save record to OGG method. But once again, you need to download the Vorbis library, which is free and it's easy to install, so that it's not a big deal. Now, the main features of this extra, I'm just going to go through this quickly. You can record a sound from either a microphone or any other source coming from your sound card. You can load a WAV file into your project, and you can also save a WAV file from your project, of course. You can save to an MP3 file. You can save to an OGG file. It has methods for showing the Windows Mixer and showing the Windows Record Mixer, which for some reason a lot of people don't even know exist, but it does. Supported formats for audio in Hertz. You've got 8000, 11025, 22050, 44100. And it supports 8 and 16 bits, and it also supports mono and stereo channels. You can also change the volume for each channel, both in and out, and you can actually change the current position of the sound, scrubbing through it and stuff like that. So it's got a lot of features. If you have any project that you need to record audio, whatever it might be, I mean, there's some interesting things that you could do with it. This is a great extra. And their price on it is 50 euros, which is about $60 US. So once again, you can check out this extra if you go to www.cextra.net. That's C-X-T-R-A.net. And let's see, where can you find that? If you go to the menuing system on the left-hand side under audio, if you click on that little plus sign, you'll see the C-Extra Sound Record Extra. So something you want to check out, and while you're there, check out all the other extras because they got a lot of cool stuff, like I said, and we'll be covering more of their extras down the road in the very near future. So check them out. And any of you guys over at CXRs, if you like to contact us, if you're hearing this podcast and tell us about some of the new extras you got coming out, go ahead and send us an email at director@magic8.com. And maybe even an interview. We'll get you on the show and we can ask you how you got started and you know, what you have in mind in the future. Do you have any intentions of developing for Mac? Because I know that would definitely interest a lot of developers out there. All right, the sighting of the week. Well, this week, while I was in Zagreb, Croatia, I picked up in a store a multimedia postcard. Very cool thing. It's I'm holding it in my hand here. It's a postcard. It's kind of like cardboard. It's got a plastic sheath going across the front of it with a CD-ROM included. And of course, as soon as I pulled out the CD-ROM, I see the Made with Macromedia logo. So I immediately knew it was a director project. It's cross-platform compatible. It's very, very cool. Very nice presentation of a well-designed product. As I was going through it, I was actually surprised as to how well-designed it was. A lot of times you see these products on the market and they're just kind of put together a little bit. Most of the time it's some advertising company that has a few skills in director and they just slap something together and they think they got a product, which is not true. But this is a very well-designed product. I was impressed from start to finish. It's produced by a company in Zagreb called Janus PIM. They seem to be an advertisement company, but they definitely have some director skills there. Obviously, there's some flash components thrown in, but it's very nice. They have features on it like virtual tour. Let's see, they got panoramic photos, panoramic video. They've got a quiz. They've got games. They've got printable postcards, wallpapers, and they also have multiple languages to choose from. They've got English, German, French, and Croatian, obviously. Now, let's see what else they have. They've got an interactive map of the city. That's actually pretty cool. And actually, checking on their websites, they've got this produced for multiple cities. Being a Croatian company, obviously, they've gone after a lot of the major tourist cities within Croatia. But let me just go here real quick and see what else they have. Let's see, where are we, director? Their website is www.multimediapostcard.com. And let's see, they've created CD-ROMs about, let's see, other than Croatia, they've got New York, Amsterdam, Dublin, Prague, World Cup 2002. That's interesting. London, they have. Once again, go to their site, www.multimediapostcard.com. They've actually got some links you can click to preview some of the 3D video. Very cool stuff. Give you guys some ideas out there. Oh, it looks like they also have Perth, Australia. So, a company that's definitely got a great idea. The presentation is excellent, not only on the CD, but the actual physical piece that you hold in your hand. And obviously, the purpose of this whole postcard is you fill an address on the back. You send it like a regular postcard when you're visiting the city. I just happen to think it's a very cool memento when you go to a city because it's got all the pictures. You know, it's got everything about the city. So take it home, play with it. It'll bring back some good memories. Once again, the name of the company that produced it is Janus PIM, and their website is www.multimediapostcard.com. This week, let's talk about the resource that actually it's a very good resource. I use it quite often. It's director-online.com. And you can, those of you listening to the enhanced version, you can click on the link in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. And we've also placed a link in the show notes. Let's see, what do we have here? I actually pulled up the site because it has so much on it that, you know, I started writing stuff down. What does it do? I was like, well, let's just go through it and you know, talk about it piece by piece. First of all, on the homepage, we have a couple cool things. We've got all the latest articles. Let's see here. We've got announcements. We've got new forum topics. Basically, they've got a great forum within the site, and all the new topics that are posted, they're actually put on the front page, so you can quickly jump to that. Now, they also have feeds from several other director websites, resources, and pretty much all of these we're going to be talking about in future episodes. They've got RSS feeds from Developer Dispatch, Update Stage, let's see, Director Web, even a feed from Daryl Plant's site, Macromedia.com, Tom Higgins, yada, yada, yada. And you can actually download an RSS feed specifically for this website. So you can plant that. You can use it if you've got a RSS feed aggregator, or if you, you know, want to put it on your website, I guess, you can also click on that. That feed is actually located in the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage. Now let's look here what we have here. They've got a great set of articles that they have several people, you know, basically write items of interest that they find useful. Let's see, who do we have? We've got pretty much articles from almost everybody in the business. Most of these people we're also going to be talking to in the future. Let's see, what else do we have here? You can actually search the archives and search recent articles. That's kind of cool. In the community section, they've got forums. Let's see, we have general director questions. We've got Lingo programming, and we've got Shockwave 3D forums. Those are nice. And they've actually included a wiki, a director online wiki. So those of you not familiar with wikis, you can actually go to the site, find out more information about wikis. That's actually pretty cool. And they've got a job board. Now the job, they've got jobs wanted for staff positions, freelance. They've got help wanted section, once again, staff positions and freelance. That's actually, we've used that before. That's actually a good place. A lot of people look at it. So if you're a director development company looking to hire some director developers, that's a good resource. Also, let's see, what do we have here? Resources. Let's just click on that real quick. We've got a Lingo database. Let's just click on one here real quick. Okay, it talks about the Lingo. For instance, this is let's go to a different one here. Let's go to Fade In. All right, you click on that. Topic is sound. It's a command type. Tells you the compatibility and a description of the command. Silences the sound and then gradually brings it up to its previous setting over a period of time in milliseconds. And they give syntax samples. These are good if you've, you know, you just need a quick sample to get you going using this this Lingo command. Also has relating commands. They've got fade out, fade to, etc. And down below, you can add your own note to this Lingo reference. Sample code, basic generic information in regards to this command, whatever. Anyways, that's pretty cool. It's searchable. And let's see, Help Central. You can search the entire Director Online site. What else do we have here? You can search the Director Web items. You can search for Director Web extras. Search the Update Stage Mile High Table of Products. You can view the Macromedia site's list of extras. It's basically just a good one-stop shop to find references for everything director-related. Bookstore, what do we have in there? We've got actually quite a few books. All director-related, obviously, so that's cool. That's a good resource to find all the director books in one spot. And the links, there we go. That's probably one of the most valuable parts. Basically, links to everything director-related. It's got, man, everything. Everybody who's produced an extra, everybody who has a site talking about director lists that you can sign up for, director authoring resources. That's very cool. Actually, I'm going to give you the direct link for that. It's director-online.com/resources.php. Let's see, they got a store. I haven't seen that before. Let's see what's in the store. It actually takes you to the macromedia.com site, the macromedia store. Very cool. Anyways, so definitely check it out. There's too much to talk about in one episode, obviously. You can go to director-online.com. You can find, either do it manually or find a link in our show notes, or once again, down in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. If you happen to be listening to the enhanced version, click on the link. It will take you directly to the site, and you'll probably spend half a day going through the site because there's quite a bit to see. Once again, Director Online. Okay, let's get right into our viewer feedback. We didn't have any audio comments this week, but we did have quite a few emails. We're going to touch base on a few of them. And let's start off with Marty Plummo. Marty says, the Director Podcast is great. I can't wait to hear the next one. You asked for feedback, so here are my 2 cents. Number one, lose the music at the end of the show. In fact, the less music, the better. Well, thank you for that comment. We've actually had a mixed review, both for and against the music at the end of the show. So it's pretty much 50-50. We'll keep it in for right now. But if you find you don't like the music at the end of the show, it's too long to download, just shoot us an email. We'll, you know, once again, this podcast is for you guys. So we want to provide what you guys want. He also says live guests will be great. Well, we had our first live guest last episode, episode number 2 with Chuck Neal, and we definitely have more to come. I've had a chance to sit down and plan the next 3 months of podcasts, and I've come up with a great list of people that we're going to be able to interview. So definitely stay tuned. We definitely will have live guests. That's something that is a priority on our podcast list. We want to hear from people in the director industry that are either using Director for their multimedia development company, or we want to talk to extra developers to find out where they're headed, how they got started, etc. Let's see. I'd prefer more game-orientated, Shockwave 3D-orientated content. He said that would be great. We'll definitely keep that in mind. Maybe do a whole episode on game-orientated director development. Going down his list, he said, I'd prefer more advanced programming content instead of the newbie-orientated stuff. From what we've been able to discover so far, we pretty much have intermediate users. Most of the people aren't newbies, and they aren't advanced either. And I'm a little afraid to go into the advanced area of director because I think we're going to lose a lot of people if we do that. I know there's people out there that would like to specifically hear advanced stuff. Maybe experiment with that 1 week and see how it goes. Why don't you guys shoot me an email or a voice comment? Let me know in particular what you'd like to talk about. And we'll try it for an episode and get some feedback on that. It won't be set in stone. You know, we are still developing the show format for this podcast. So let's give that a shot. That's a good idea, Marty. He also says, interesting, surprising, or experimental uses of Director might be interesting, but not too obscure. That'd be interesting to explore a little bit. I always like to find different uses for Director full-fledged software, you know, especially in the kiosk market. Man, in the kiosk market, you've got all sorts of hardware you can play with. You get very, very creative with Director, and that's, you know, a lot of times people don't even realize that they're looking at a Director project that is, you know, has got a currency machine on it, or it's spitting out CDs, or anyways, that's something to keep in mind. And as a matter of fact, if any of you come across a project that you know something really unique out there that you see is made with Director, just let us know and we'll bring it to everybody's attention. Let's see, who else here? He wants to hear about or hear from people in the Director community. Daryl Plant, Brian Robbins, etc. So we'll try to get them on the show. And he also says, his last point, do not stray from director. He says there are already plenty of Flash, Flex, mobile device, blogs, sites, podcasts, etc. out there. And Marty, that's one thing you don't have to worry about. We are not going to stray from the subject of director. Director is our core subject, and we are not going to get away from it. So that's one thing that you don't have to worry about. So thanks again, Marty, for all your comments. You had quite a few. We appreciate that. We like that kind of input that definitely guides us in the right direction. Next comment we have from Brian Berlin. And Brian states, enjoyed your last podcast. We are using Impresario a lot to include company catalogs, sign-up applications, brochures, all on client CD-ROMs. And he says, I remember hearing about how V12 will index PDF files. And he's interested in hearing some of the uses for this. So, Brian, what we did is we researched a little bit for you. There's actually a free tool on the Integration New Media site, inm.com. Go to the Impresario section and click on free tools. Now, they have an indexer there, and let me just see here. It indexes the full text of your PDF documents, as well as document metadata, the title, author, subject, keywords, creation date, modification date, etc. And it stores it all in a V12 database. It's pretty pretty automated. That pretty much does everything for you. Includes a sample search screen, user guide, and behaviors to help you quickly implement a PDF document search engine in your own project using Impresario to display the results. This might be a subject we also might want to touch on in the future. We do have an entire episode coming up in the future. All we're going to talk about is Impresario. We talk about where it's going, people that use it. We're going to try to get some of the contest winners from this last year on the show. So we'll more than likely talk more about this. But in the meantime, for your particular projects, go ahead and click on the link down in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen or go to our show notes, or you can just navigate to the INM site. That's the Integration New Media site to find the free tool that indexes your PDF documents. Thanks, Brian. Hopefully, we're able to answer your question there. What else do we have here? We have a comment from Paul. He goes, he's from Winter Park, Florida. He says, nice production value. I like the interview in the second episode. Keep them coming. Thanks, Paul. We will definitely keep those interviews coming. We're not quite sure who we have on next week. We're definitely going to get somebody on. But we're not sure if it's an extra developer or a director development company, but we'll get a name on for sure. And as soon as we do, you know, we'll announce it and let you know who's coming on the show. And let's see, I'm going to just touch on one more email here. We're going to try to get the show under 45 minutes this week. So people said that our show was a little too long, which it was good content. We had Chuck Neal on. I certainly didn't want to chop his interview into two episodes and interrupt the flow of his thoughts. So I hope you don't mind on that. Let's see. Our last email is from Craig Hickman. He goes, thanks for the great podcast. I don't know if you have seen this already, but here is a link to download a rather unorthodox paint program I recently wrote in Director. It's a full-fledged application that writes its own file format and is launched when a document is double-clicked. I also think it might be the most ambitious graphic application written in Director. Okay. You can look at it at, here's the web address, pixelpoppin.com/Dorina. pixelpoppin.com/Dorina. That's Dorena. And I'll include a link in the show notes. And once again, I'll left-hand corner of your screen, bottom side right down there. I know I keep saying it, but for those of you not listening on Enhanced Podcast, this makes life a whole lot easier. You don't have to type anything in your web browser. Just click on the link and bam, you're there. So Craig, thank you for that. Let me just pull up that site real quick. It is, okay, it's a Macintosh version. So all you Windows people, forget about that. But it's actually got some very cool stuff. He quotes, let's see, paint with live video. I haven't tested this out yet. I'm going to test this out after the show. Play around with it. It's pretty much beta. He's playing around with it. Very cool. Anybody who downloads it and plays with it and has any comments on it, shoot us an email or give us a voice comment. I'd like to actually hear more about it. Actually, I'm going to download it this week, play around with it, and see what it's all about. Craig, thanks again. And hey, that's a good little plug for your product. And anybody else have any plugs out there? I'm willing to take them, so just send them to us. Okay, that pretty much does it for episode number 3 of the Director Podcast. We thank you for listening. Before we go, we want to give you some contact information. If you want to comment about the show, you can email us at director@magicgate.com. You can also go to our website at magicgate.com/podcast. Down at the bottom of the page, there's a form to fill out. You can just fill in the form, hit submit. It will send us your comments. And you can also leave a voice comment for us by calling 954-840-3677. You'll get a voice message, and after that voice message and the beep, just leave your voice comment, and we'll get a chance to play that on the show, hopefully. Don't forget our other podcast, the Kiosk Podcast. You can find that in the same location as the Director Podcast. And you can also find us in iTunes. Both of our shows are now indexed. If you go into iTunes and search the podcast directory, you can find us either by searching Magic 8 Software or by searching the Director Podcast or by searching the Kiosk Podcast. You can subscribe right there. Now, on our website, just I didn't mention this, that magic8.com/podcast, we have direct links to the show, including the non-enhanced version for those of you who just want to listen to the MP3 file with all the extra goodies. There's also a link to the RSS feed, so you can go right there and click on that. And we also have a one-click subscribe button to subscribe you directly in iTunes. So we encourage you to contact us, listen to the shows every week, check out both of our podcasts, the Kiosk Podcast and the Director Podcast. And what to expect next week? Well, we've had time in the past 2 weeks, our past 2 week hiatus, to plan the next 3 months of episodes, but we're still lining up interviews and getting commitments from people. So we don't know exactly who we'll have on next Wednesday, but we will get somebody on the line for you. I guarantee it. Taking us out of the show today, we have a very cool artist, a song called All These Sounds by an artist named Jody Shelton. And you definitely want to check out that. Go ahead and click on that link. This is compliments of the Pod Show Music Network. Go to music.podshow.com and check out this artist. And next week, join us for yet another episode of the Director Podcast, where we talk about the software that we all love to use.
You have been listening to the Director Podcast.